Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Revi'i B'Shabbat, the fourth day of the week, and in the fourth Aliyah of Parshat Shoftim, we have eight psukim. In this Aliyah, we hear about how a Kohen may always come to the Beis HaMikdash and personally offer his personal korban. This is in addition to the mishmarot, which are the shifts that a kohen, each kohen, must serve for a week in the mikdash every 24 years. In this aliyah, we also hear about the isser of fortune telling, soothsaying, things like that. At the end of our aliyah, at the end of the isser of fortune telling, excuse me, communicating with the dead, etc. At the end of that, we hear the following. Perek Yud Chet, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Tamim Tihiyeh Im Hashem Elokecha. You must be totally tamim with Hashem. What does that mean? In modern Hebrew, tamimut means naivete or gullibility. And a person who is tam in modern Hebrew is being called naive or simple. But that's clearly not the way the Torah understands the word. The Torah itself is called tam. For example, in Tehillim, Mizmor Yudtet, Torah Tashem Timima. And even Hashem himself or Hashem's actions are called tamim. Take a look in Devarim Lamed Bet Dalid. Hatsur, the mighty one, the rock. Hashem, Hatsur, Tamim Pa'alo. God's actions, his deeds are Tamim. So what does Tamim mean? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, tells us that this pasuk is related to the psukim which immediately precede it and which come afterward. You may not use incantations, oracles, communication with the dead, etc., to tell your future. Just be tamim, tamim tiyeh im Hashem Elokecha. Whatever comes your way, just accept it with purity and with full faith that it comes from Hashem. That's Rashi. The Shemen HaTov, Rav Dov Zev Weinberger Shlita, offers another beautiful angle on this pasuk. It's found in the third volume of his Sefer Shemen HaTov. The Shemen HaTov says that the words tamim also comes from the word ti'omim, which means twins, but similarly means synchronized, coordinated, corresponding, matching. So tamim tihyeh im Hashem Elokecha means that a person must live his or her life in the following way, in the words of the Shemen HaTov. De'ein stirot b'cha b'ma she'ata omer u'v'ma she'ata oseh o afilu bein machshava u'ma'aseh bakol to'amim zelazeh mibli shum stira zelazeh. In other words, tamimut means living a life that is coordinated, so to speak, synchronized. Our inner life, our inner thoughts, our inner feelings that are all in harmony with our outer life, with the way we act, the way we interact with others, our emuna, the way we serve Hashem, etc. Tamim tiyeh im Hashem Elokecha. No conflict between what we say and do and what we think and feel. That is the way Yaakov Avinu is described. The first time we hear of his personality, we are told in Parashat Toldot, Bereshit Chaf Hei Chaf Zayin, that he is an Ish Tam. And Hashem tells Avraham Avinu in Parashat Lech Lecha, in Yud Zayin Aleph, in Bereshit, Hitalech Lefanai, Veheyeh tamim, be tam, be consistent in your service of Hashem and in your dealings with others. This is what is called in the language of the Gemara, tocho kibaro. Literally, that means that one's insides are like their outsides. In our context, and in the context of our psukim, it means not being hypocritical, not someone who believes in Hashem or who says that they believe in Hashem and also uses incantations, communicates with the dead or whatever it is, looks for omens. And that's what the Shemen HaTov says is tamim tihiyeh im Hashem Elokecha. It's a fundamental component of a high level of Avodas Hashem, and it's something we can all work on. We all have many layers of intentions, of motives, motivations, but our goal in serving Hashem is to be like Hashem, to be like the Torah, to be tamim tihya, in every way, to have our mind, our intentions, our beliefs, and our actions all to be in sync in the service of Hashem. Have an amazing day, everyone.